Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the extravaganza today, going viral, how the Eskimo pie got its name, and Josh's joke is interrupted. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Hi, it's me, rock and roll icon Chuck Berry. Everybody knows that me and my music are as American as hot dogs and apple pie. I love apple pie. Oh, yeah. And well, nobody loves hot dog more than me. Especially with lots of mustard. But not that nasty, cheap stadium mustard. No way. Chuck Berry likes that fancy-smelling French mustard. You know, that Grady Poupon mustard. So, when Bob and Tom Fragrances asked me to come up with a Chuck Berry rock and roll tribute perfume for the ladies, I created a scent that reminded me of my favorite thing.
Uh-huh.
I call it Poupon Chuck Berry.
Poupon Chuck Berry from Bob and Tom Fragrances, the same people who brought you Chanel No. 2. It comes from down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, and there's nothing like it.
Poupon Chuck Berry. Ladies, you're going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
I know I sure do.
Look for Poupon Chuck Berry in the bright yellow plastic squeeze bottle and squirt some all over your lady today.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
Chuck, will you give me a kiss?
Oh, I can't kiss you, baby. Oh. You smell like mustard. Now go wash yourself off.
Oh.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Were we still in the world of sports?
We just wrapped up, actually, but as a way to say sayonara, here are pandas yelling, and that's sports.
Are we going to get our panda update?
Wherever you go, whatever you...
Our panda update?
Do we have a panda update?
Well, we did yesterday. They.
It's a boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a boy, but we don't have a name
they
yet.
They sex the, and they're trying to get him to national. Do it.
I don't think they call it...
gender reveal.
They call it gender now.
Yeah.
The panda is a male.
Yeah,
they,
but at all they, these
they
big,
did a they did a gender reveal, and this time they didn't set a bamboo forest on fire. They
good.
Did it the old-fashioned way, like with a blue cake or something.
Don't they at the chicken farms? Don't they sex the chickens? Isn't that that's a job? That's what they call
it?
Yeah, I guess
that is. And that is what it's called. But
gender seems to be the more accurate word these days. But we'll
gender the chickens.
That. Yeah, okay. Now, coming up, we have Josh. Very excited about this story coming up.
I think we've been windbagged about the Justice League. Guy, have you on Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Is it the Martian Manhunter, John Jones?
Yeah, I got a 10-minute dissertation from Ace about that during the commercial.
Okay, I wasn't aware. I'm sorry. Oh,
could you get that, please?
Hello, Bob and Tom's show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hi, Donnie.
Donnie, it's always a pleasure. How are you, sir? I enjoyed your thing yesterday.
Good. Hey, you guys, you know, you guys are always reading them letters where people are. But I corrected you about factoids and stuff.
Oh, you mean the windbag letters, Donnie?
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, because now people are starting to send me letters.
Oh, really? Boy.
Mm-hmm. I call them douchebag letters.
How do you?
That's a good name.
Well, Christy, they're trying to wrong all my rights, you know? Uh-huh. And I got this first letter here from Dale. Dale says, "Dear Donnie, you're always talking about how you can't sell your boat. You could always donate your boat to Boat Angels."
That's right.
Because.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, Dale, I know more about donating than anybody I know of.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And the fact remains, 1 year I donated my sack lunch every day to a charity called Lots of Lunch, helping, I guess, the homeless who are hungry get a new
Well, that's very nice, Donnie.
Nutrivised?
Have you ever considered Locks of Love? It's a great charity where you donate your hair for wigs for those that are having certain conditions.
No way in hell they're getting none of my hair, Tom.
Why not?
Ain't you seen the first 48? Next thing you know, somebody will plant one of my bangs at a crime scene. I'll be in the back of a Bronco with Al Cowling.
Oh, yeah.
For God. Letter number two, this one comes from Trina. Trina writes, "Dear Donnie, I notice you have trouble pronouncing the word cinnamon.
Cinnamon?
Just break the word down into syllables. Wait, this ain't Trina. This sounds like my seventh grade English teacher, Miss Jenkins."
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, maybe if you'd spend less time worrying about my verbs and more time working on your Jenkins, maybe your husband wouldn't have left you for the art teacher, Mr. Rorman.
Oh,
well.
Whoa.
Said it right to her face. Now, I got so many letters here. You know what? If you got a problem with how I'm living my life, don't write me some letter like it's Shawshank in the 1950s. Come over to my damn house and say it to my face. I dare you.
Wow.
You know, come over and see how far I can drop kick your ass off my front porch. The current record's held by my neighbor to the north, Mitchell. He basically got his ass drop kicked all the way back to his own home.
Uh-huh.
So people need to stop worrying about my business and start worrying about their own. And I'm talking to you too, Mark Craigson from Turtle Lake, North Dakota. Mud daubers are too, in fact, dangerous. Just ask my Aunt Petty. She had an entire nest of them fly up in her moo-moo last summer.
Oh,
Christy stung her real bad.
I bet.
Right between the first and second hole, and she wasn't even golfing. God. Anyways, it's homeschool time. I gotta go pour Whiffy a big bowl of
cinnamon toast crunch.
You know the mineral. Well, Christy, I'm gonna call it rust colored toast crunch.
Okay,
I'm gonna go.
Cinnamon. That is a tough one.
Cinnamon Carter. The great Barbara Bain on Mission Impossible.
That was her name.
Back to you, Tom.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, hey. Speaking of Mission Impossible.
Oh,
did
yeah,
did you
Tom
see
Cruise.
That story about Tom Cruise?
On top of the train.
My psychic comedy continues. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, Tom Cruise has ridden on top of a speeding train. Boy, it's train day here at the station, isn't it? For the latest Mission Impossible film, TikTok user Thomas Hoglund Spinghello captured the action with the actor balancing on top of the moving train in Norway. At one point in the video, which was shot from a car driving on a road adjacent to the tracks,
oh, that sounds safe.
Cruise smiles and waves while his feet dangle off the train. Filming for the seventh Mission Impossible movie had been put on hold in February due to the pandemic, with production resuming in September. It's supposed to come out in November of 2021.
Huh. Those are fun movies. They get more fun as
they go
on.
Yeah,
they're good.
One of them, didn't he hang from the world's tallest building?
In Dubai?
And he really did it.
Yeah, he loves doing his own stunts. He really hung from a plane that was taking off.
Did we go see the last one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember when he jumps onto that hot air balloon or something? It scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
He's dangling from some things. He's really...
Yeah.
He broke his ankle that one time jumping from building to building. Do you remember that? And kept going. Didn't want to...
Do they do these stunts last just in case?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Their insurance policy, I don't know.
It's got to be, yeah. The premiums have to be pretty high.
You think he has a little bit of, not a God complex, but you think he's immortal? Do you think he thinks he's immortal
he might,
a little
probably.
Bit?
Because of the Scientology thing?
That, and then just the life of stardom.
Remember that thing on the internet that said he's the same age as Wilford Brimley was in Cocoon? Remember that?
Yeah.
I really like him. I think he's a good actor.
Sure. Well, he's the best. But how old was he when, like, Risky Business came out?
Oh, yeah.
Because he was, like, the biggest movie star in America, and he was, like, 18 or whatever? Yeah.
He was in Taps. Yeah. Which was like, what, 1983 or something.
Yeah. Also, he still looks as old as he was in Risky Business.
Still looks really good, yeah.
He's 58, I think.
That's it. Okay,
Dick Clark of... actors.
Walking on a speeding train, very scary. Now, we return to the news desk, the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk with Christy Lee.
That's right. Yeah, he is. He just turned 58 in July.
Okay.
We have an update on our story yesterday, if you weren't with us. There is a TikTok video out there that caused quite a stir. In fact, so much so that Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac jumped on. It started when a guy who calls himself Dogface 208, his real name is Nathan Apodaca, recorded a video of himself skateboarding, drinking a bottle of Ocean Spray Cran raspberry juice, and lip singing to the song Dreams.
It's positive. It makes you feel good about life.
It does.
Really nice.
Well, it's a great video.
Even made Mick Fleetwood feel so good that he tried it himself and put up his own TikTok video. Well, Tuesday afternoon, Ocean Spray hooked him up with a brand new truck. He no longer has to longboard to work because his car battery died.
Wow.
Ocean Spray swung by Apodaca's trailer home to hand over the keys to a 2020 Nissan Frontier Pro 4X four-wheel drive crew cab.
Why didn't they just give him a new battery? Save a lot of money.
Ladies and gentlemen, the dissenting Ocean Spray executive portrayed by Josh Arnold.
And now your last day as the public relations man at Ocean Spray. Here's the battery. You got to hook it up yourself.
They purchased it at a local dealership and loaded it up with Ocean Spray cranberry juice, specifically cran raspberry.
How would you like to work at Ocean Spray today?
Hey, where's my truck? Where's my truck?
Exactly. It's such
a very good story.
It goes to show you never know what'll go viral.
Right.
It's so odd.
Yeah, I watched the video. To me, see, that's where I'm with you, Tom. I don't get it. It's a fine. It's not. It's a nice little moment. But it's very slight. Why did this attract the attention?
I don't know.
I think that's sort of the beauty of it.
It's like the definition of viral. There's no explaining it.
Asking more, and also the guy's got sort of like a neck and head tattoo, which. Yeah. Maybe you think that's kind of scary, and then he's just having this kind of great time
There's no explaining why it makes you feel good, but it works for me.
I felt nothing.
Really?
You're hollowing darts inside. We all know
this thing gets it done for me.
I have a question. When Mick Fleetwood did it.
Yes.
Mick's a man of, what, mid-70s, I'm guessing?
I would think.
Is he on a skateboard and is he drinking prune juice? Or
you can't really tell if he's...
The cranberry. Now, Chick, your thoughts on cranberry juice? Needs to be cut, right?
Well, yeah, you can't drink 100% cranberry juice. You got to cut that with
vodka.
Yeah, what Chrissy said.
Sorry.
Just stick your hand in my That's fine.
You should get it in there. That's mine's right.
Shove your hand in my butt. That's good. Vodka, yeah.
I have an idea for the an obvious thing if I'm Ocean Spray.
Yes.
Although I guess they got to be careful these days after the whole thing with Subway and the endorsement stuff. After vetting this guy, I would because I love those Ocean Spray commercials with the two guys in them.
Where yeah, they're in the,
do they still do those in the cranberry bog?
Those are the best. I mean, they're really they're. I love watching.
You
them.
Like those? Did you like the Bartles and James commercials? I bet you did.
I remember liking those guys.
Yeah. The old guys,
grandfather guys.
They're memorable. We're talking about them, but I mean, wouldn't it be funny if in the cranberry thing, all of a sudden, this guy just skateboards into the picture and lands in the raspberry or the cranberry bog? I guess not. Okay, maybe it's just me.
Kind of just like if they had the sort of pull system kind of just wakeboarding by them, kind of relaxed.
Oh, that'd be even funnier.
This guy's done.
Water skis by.
No more. You don't get anything else, sir.
Josh,
you made a little video. You got a new truck.
Christy, you're the only one.
How do you really feel about him getting a free truck?
You're the only one around that likes grapefruit, right?
Yeah, I love grapefruit.
Do you put sugar on it?
No.
When you eat grapefruit, doesn't it give you a sour puss?
Well,
you know,
I heard a pineapple does
your
the
face kind of puckers up.
Yeah. Sourpuss.
Yeah.
My mom used to call it
sourpuss. Right.
Yeah.
That's interesting to invoke that. That's.
Was she a grapefruit eater?
Saying a lot about.
Yeah.
Oh.
The pink grapefruit with a little special spoon.
Oh, the pink grapefruit.
With the little digger things.
Oh, I have those. I love my grapefruit.
Rumors about your grandma there, Willie?
Oh, yeah. She was a loose woman, Chickie. I don't know anything about her. No, she was great.
Which side of the family are we talking here? I got to defend myself.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Gramsy, no.
So the TikTok trend, very odd. So bravo to Mick Fleetwood for... doing it. And of course, they're doing it to this, and they're doing it to the Stevie Nicks version of the song. Right?
Increased downloads 374%.
Great
after
song.
That.
So up from 5. You know, there were 5 downloads, now there are 35. Or whatever the hell the math is. This is a stupid thing we're talking about.
No, there were.
We don't need to give credence to these TikTok videos.
Go, Josh, go.
Some of us have talent that we had to hone for years.
Boy, Josh has a point.
Thank you, Pat.
Josh, for years you honed your skills in the Scat Academy.
Exactly.
And then this guy just made a video.
Maybe we get one of your scat videos to go viral. Yesterday morning.
Because I'm a straight white man.
Yesterday morning it was. Shots fired.
Well, we're out in the weeds
No one's interested in what a straight white 42-year-old man has to say.
No, just you. This had over 23 million views on TikTok yesterday morning. So,
Pat, are you on TikTok?
No. I've watched a bunch, though. I like it.
Well, you do.
They have entertained me. Yes.
How can you go viral if you're not on it?
I've seen a lot of comedians. There will be people lip-syncing comedians' jokes.
What?
I've seen that on TikTok, mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen people doing people's...
I find that TikTok has a diminishing, like you watch it initially and then it just kind of fades away.
Yeah, all of a sudden you go, I'm not an 11-year-old? Yes, that's what happens.
Well, so you're out there reading books?
Yes, and does that make me a better person? You're damn right it does.
Hey, Whitey, nice book.
I knew you Show were on off. The negative edge of TikTok. I didn't know you were this passionate about it.
There are some who if you were to ask me off the air, would find that I'm not actually this passionate.
Okay. Oh, so this is fake anger.
Yeah, I thought
which
your fake
you stole
anger
from
might
Chick
be.
McGee.
Yeah,
Christy Lee, we have dessert news.
Eskimo Pie out. Release the name. The famous chocolate-covered ice cream bar is the latest to get a name change. Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream announced it has rebranded the ice cream. It used to feature the image of what was termed an Eskimo character on the box. The image is gone, and the new name, Eddie's Pie.
Eddie.
Edie's.
Edie's Pie, sorry.
Edie,
I assume. Is
yeah,
it is. Edie's Ice Cream?
Yes.
So Edie's Pie.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the recipe's the same.
Apparently.
It's just no longer an Eskimo pie.
Who cares?
No, yeah, exactly. The recipe's the same. And apparently they brought in some really world-class chefs to
Here's
work on
problem.
It.
Here's my problem.
They're all... Whoa.
This get is, a stick.
He's setting up a joke, clearly, by backtrack.
And by clearly, it couldn't have been more clear if I had held up a Wile E. Coyote sign that said, I'm setting up a joke.
So let me help you here, Josh. So they're not going to call it Eskimo pies anymore.
So anyway,
it's
what I would
be
do.
Edie's Pie. Right. And they brought in some international understand chefs. Is that correct?
Oh, my gosh. Some real, real world-class chefs to make the Edie's Pies.
Yeah. Right.
Of course, Chick, you're going to enjoy this. These are Edie's Gourmets.
Man, it's weak.
I didn't hear. I'm in my defense. I'm not sure this is a defense. I didn't hear anything of what he said the first time.
The joke is the semi-obscure singer Edie Gourmet.
Oh,
I thought you were going to go for. They also have other products. They're offering Edie's Nuts. I thought that's what you were.
No. That would have been a joke. That would have been worthy of laughter.
Edie's Gourmet is fun.
I do enjoy the Edie Gourmet joke.
Is Edie Brickell anything? Isn't that a...
Edie Brickell is married...
That is also a person.
Edie Brickell is a great though? Singer married Brickle? To Paul Simon, I believe.
Brickle's a flavor, right? Isn't yeah. it Brickle?
And that's Eddie, really Edie obscure. Brickle? Edie Gourmet was associated with...
she was a crooner,
Lawrence,
right? kind of.
Steve yeah. Lawrence.
Steve Lawrence, yeah. of course.
And, I think she's actually a really good singer, now that I think about it.
I thought she was a good singer. But
is there anybody in this room not mad at me?
I'm not mad at you, Jake.
Nobody's not mad at you.
I think by derailing the setup...
I didn't hear a word of what it That's the thing I can't get by.
No, by derailing the setup...
right here. I got headphones.
It really helped that joke, which I think would have bombed under any...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.